Good morning. We'd like to see the title of a spoken in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 5, verses 1 through 17. For online course pupils, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 1, "And you, son of man, take a sharp sword, take it as a barber's razor, and pass it over your head and your beard. Then take scales to weigh and divide the hair." What does the phrase of "pass it over your head and your beard" mean? Question 2. In verse 9, "When I will do among you what I have never done, and the like of which I will never do again, because of all your abomination. What are your abomination never to be done again?" The last question 3 in verse 17. "So I will send against you famine and wild beasts, and they will bereave you. Pestilence and blood shall pass through you, and I will bring the sword against you. I, the Lord, have spoken." What mistake did the Jews commit in God's spoken words? First of all, we'd like to see historical background. From Zedekiah, the king of Judah, last Kings, the 5th year of his reign, Ezekiel prophesied to exiles. He was carried away as a captive in 597 before Christ, in the second captive. Daniel, as a reference, was carried away in 1st captivity in 606 before Christ. And all remnants of Judah carried away in 586 before Christ. That's the third captivity, or the last captivity. Jeremiah, the contemporary prophet, prophesied to residents and remnants in Judah and in Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the representative of Judah because it was the capital city of Judah, the southern nation. Judah, in this context, is often called as Israel, although Israel, as the northern nation, already fell down by Assyria in 722 before Christ. In the 2 Kings chapter 24, verses 17 through 20, Zedekiah reigned in Judah. Then the king of Babylon made Mattaniah, Jehoiachin's uncle, king in his place and changed his name to Zedekiah. So Zedekiah started to reign the southern nation of Judah. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. So during the reign of Zedekiah, Ezekiel prophesied or delivered God's word. His mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. He also did evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that Jehoiakim had done. So Zedekiah did a lot of evil against God, which means Zedekiah worshipped a lot of idols, or that the idols called as abomination, because God hated idols. For because of the anger of the Lord, this happened in Jerusalem and Judah. that he finally cast them out from his presence. Then Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. Although Babylon enthroned Zedekiah as the king of Judah, but Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon by making treaty with Egypt, breached the treaty with Babylonia right here. The second Kings chapter 25 verses 1 through 12, we saw the fall and captivity of Judah. Now it came to pass in the ninth year of his reign. So we know that, you know, Ezekiel prophesied the fifth year of his reign, but here ninth year of his reign, which means Ezekiel recognized the ninth year of his reign. In the 10th month, on 10th day of the month, the Jewish calendar, then Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army came against Jerusalem and encamped against it. And they built a city wall against it all around. Basically, Babylonian armies besieged around the wall of Jerusalem. So the city was besieged until the 11th year of King of Zedekiah. So about for 2 years, the city of Jerusalem was besieged by Babylonian armies. So therefore, they couldn't have any supply of food, you know, wheat, from outside of Jerusalem city. By the ninth day of the first month, the famine had become so severe. Yeah, obviously, no supply of food, you know, obviously the famine had become so severe in the city of Jerusalem that there was no food for the people of the land. So Jerusalem city was besieged for about 2 years, so no food supply, so famine, so obviously there cannibalism occurred, according to Josephus, you know, the Jewish historian book. So then the city wall, or Jerusalem city wall, was broken through, and after 2 years, broken through, and all the men of war fled at night by way of the gate between two walls, which was by the king's garden, even though Chaldeans or Babylonians were still encamped all around against the city. So some people ran away, you know, from the Chaldeans tried to catch them. And the king of Zedekiah went by way of the plain, but the army of the Chaldeans pursued the king. So Chaldean Babylonian king pursued the king of Zedekiah, and they overtook him. So they took over him. In the plains of Jericho, all his army was scattered from him, or Zedekiah. So they took the king and brought him up to the king of Babylon, Riblah, and they pronounced judgment on him. Then they killed the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes, put out the eyes of Zedekiah, bound him with bronze fetters, and took him to Babylon. So basically, Zedekiah's sons or princes were killed before Zedekiah's eyes. Then Chaldean's army plucked Zedekiah's eyes out, then brought him to Babylon from Judah. And in the fifth month, on the seventh day of this month, which was the 19th year of the king Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. So after 2 years later, that year is Nebuchadnezzar reigned Babylon, 19th year. Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, a servant of the king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem. He burned the house of the Lord. You know, he burned the house of the Lord. You know, firstly, he killed, you know, he killed the people who ran away. Then he burned the house of the Lord, the king's house, all the houses of Jerusalem, that is all the house of the great, he burned with fire. That the second happened. The first, you know, pursued them, killed, or killed, you know, Zedekiah sons, and so on. Second is burned with fire. And all the army of the Chaldeans who were with the captain of the guard broke down the walls of Jerusalem all around. Then Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away captive the rest of the people, or the remnant who remained in the city. So, and the defectors, or the people who ran away, who had deserted to king of Babylon with the rest of the multitude, basically carried away, you know, the remnant or the people who ran away, you know, the last thing. But the captain of the guard left some of the poor of the land as vine dressers and farmers. So a little sum of remnants were left to work for vine, to taking care of vine, or to dress the vine as a farmers. So that kind of, you know, historically happened after Zedekiah delivered the gospel in this chapter 5. So let's see, this one's before this happening, Zedekiah delivered, Ezekiel delivered the gospel to Jewish people. And you, son of a man, take a sharp sword, because God said you, Ezekiel, son of a man, take a sharp sword, take it as a barber's razor and pass it over your head and your beard. Simply, the cotton in your head and your beard with a barber's razor. Then take a scale to weigh and divide the hair. So that is a way, you know, those hairs divided, the three of them in verse 2, you know, says so. So here, you know, God, you know, ordered Ezekiel to deliver God's word with a visual image to draw the attention of the people in order to giving attention to Jewish people immediate or imminent judgment coming. For example, the Dwight Moody, he also played a clown in front of the liquor bar, you know, at Chicago. So many people, you know, came to Moody. At that time, he delivered the, you know, gospel, you know, to them. So, likewise here, God, you know, wanted Ezekiel to use the visual, the preaching, visual, the prophecy. So, number two, you shall burn with fire one third. So, the first is burn with fire. So we saw, you know, that happened, you know, the burned with fire by, you know, the captain of a Babylonian army, you know, the captain of God, you know, the fire in the midst of city when the days of the city meaning surrounding, or city are finished, and you shall take one third and strike around it with the sword. The other one of third, you know, were killed by striking out with sword. So, for example, Zedekiah, a princess, were killed, you know, with the sword. One third you shall scatter in the wind. I will draw out a sword after them. The other one of them ran away, but followed by the sword, you know, followed by killing with the sword. So that kind of already happened after the Ezekiel prophecy. So the question one is, pass it over your beard, your head and your beard, symbolized with the immediate judgment, you know, the three part, you know, one third fire judgment, the other one third, you know, sword judgment, the other one third, you know, remnant or the factors, you know, judgment with the sword. Verse 3, you shall also take a small lump of them, a little lump of them, and bind them in the edge of your garment, then take some of them again and throw them into the midst of the fire. So little man is will be burnt with fire, and burn them in the fire. From there, a fire will go out into all the house of Israel. So the captain, you know, burnt in, you know, all the house, in, you know, temple, the king's house, the house of Jerusalem, all the house of the great. So like it happened. So right here, a little remnant left in Jerusalem city. Why? Because that happened. Those people were used to as farmers to dress vines. So here the captain of the guard left some of the poor of the land as vine dressers and farmers. So we can see, you know, when God delivers the gospel, you know, God, you know, prophesied through his servant to the people. But in history, exactly happened, occurred, or the prophecy was fulfilled. So at that moment, this word is real, you know, God's word. So today, you know, same thing. Continually, we read, you know, the Bible, you know, God's word is there. So we, you know, the obey God's word. So we, you know, would be prosperous, would be great, but would not obey. So ultimately, we would be punished or executed just judgment for God's justice. First, verse 5, thus says the Lord God, this is Jerusalem, I have set her, or Jerusalem, in the midst of the nations, or in the aliens and the countries all around her. Right here, in the midst of the nations, plural. So Jerusalem and Judah at that time is in the midst of the nations between Egyptian, you know, in Africa continent, and Babylonia in Asia continent, and countries all around. She has rebelled, Jerusalem and Judah has rebelled against my judgment, you know, or my justice. So God, you know, doesn't want his people to worship idols, you know, but Zedekiah, you know, he committed all evil in the sight of the Lord, you know. So that kind of, you know, Zedekiah, so enticed the God's people, you know, to commit evils, you know, too. By doing wickedness more than the nations, more than the Gentiles, the nations, Egypt or Babylonia, and against my statutes, my written word, more than the countries that are all around her, for they have refused my judgment. So the Israelites refused the God's judgment, God's judgment, or God's justice, and they have not walked in my statutes. So they have not worked in my statutes. Last Monday, I presented New Evangelism written by Paul Smith, you know, and other books, you know, the Spirit Light Library, and the Guidance Q&A and Supplement. the purpose-driven life, and the success, you know, the seven steps, and written by Joel Osteen, you know, and so on. Those are kind of things. The bottom line is, they said, you know, God's word, but they didn't work in God's word. You know, that's a problem. So outside, you know, website or something like that, we believe it, the Bible is God's word, you know, no error. But they're in a practice, their ministry way, not, you know, in that way. You know, there is a program, you know, money, the fundraising, you know, really like the seeking, you know, money, or seeking, you know, people, what people wanted to hear, determines what the pastor, you know, or minister, you know, says or does, you know, does, you know, like that. Therefore, this says the Lord God, because you have a multiplied disobedience, so double disobedience, more than the nations, the other, you know, 40 nations that are all around you, such as Egypt and Babylonia, have not worked in my statutes, nor kept my judgment, or nor kept my justice, nor even done according to judgment or justice of the nations. So you do not keep the justice of the 14 nations. One example, Zedekiah breached the treaty with Babylonia. So here, Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. So although the Babylon raised Zedekiah up as a king, reigning over Judah, but Zedekiah rebelled, you know, against Babylonia. So that is a kind of example, not even doing according to judgment of the nations that are all around you. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, indeed, I am against you, and will execute judgment, or will develop my justice in your midst, in the sight of the nations, in the sight of Egypt, and you know, 40 nations. Verse 9, and I will do among you what I have never done, and the like of which I will never do again, because of all your abomination. Here the verse is never done, or which I will never do again. So this is a particular verse 9 is interesting, because the other, you know, the Bible verses we could find out never done, never do again. So this verse not only particularly applicable to coming to Judah, you know, the falling down by Babylonia in 586 before Christ, but also extending to 70 AD, to Jerusalem falling down by Roman soldier Titus, in the future, not a coming in great tribulation. So this kind of multiple, you know, prophecy kind of thing. So why? Because the first is Matthew chapter 27:25, and also said, and all the people, and Jesus said, answered and said, his blood be on us and on our children. So because this is all people answered and said, which meaning when, you know, Jesus was crucified, so the Pontius Pilate, you know, told to Jewish people, today, you know, we have a custom to release one criminal. But at that time, criminal, notorious criminal name is Barabbas. But the people, Jewish people said, all the people answered and said, his blood, you know, Jesus Christ's blood be on us and on our children. So the Jewish people said, so the solicited by chief priest and elders, so multitude said so. Because of the Jewish people, you know, statement this, So 70 AD, the Jerusalem was besieged by Roman soldiers. Then that time is there was a famine too. So they occurred, you know, cannibalism there, according to Josephus, a Jewish historian book. So that is 70 AD. So the Jesus said, you know, same chapter, Matthew chapter 27, 29, and 30 said, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then, verse 30, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. So Jesus is coming again in heaven. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with the power and great glory. So Jesus' second coming in heaven, you know, that time, you know, great tribulation occurred on the earth. And he will send his angels with great sound of trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. So all, you know, believers, his elect, all, you know, Christians will be caught up, you know, with the Lord Jesus Christ, who is coming again in heaven. So here, not being seen here, particular this verse, you know, indicates the second, there is the third, you know, prophecies I have never done, or I will never do again. So indicating great tribulation. Matthew chapter 24, verse 21. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, nor ever shall be. Here, has not been since the beginning of the world, and nor ever shall be. So that kind of prayer is same meaning as the particular verse 9, I have never done, and like over which I will never do again. So this is a similarity, that's why indicating or a symbol of a great tribulation. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1-2. At that time, Michael shall stand up. You know, Michael, Jesus' second coming, like archangel, you know, shout, the kind of Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands and watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble. So Jesus' second coming in heaven, it's a great prince, indicating Jesus Christ, the Son of God, such as never was since there was a nation, such as never was since it happened, indicating, you know, great tribulation on the earth, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. So your people, meaning the Christians, you know, the believers of Jesus Christ, you know, shall be delivered from the great tribulation into heaven. Everyone who is found written in the book. So, verse 9 here is, I will do among you what I have never done, and like of which I will never do again, because of all your abomination. This particular verse lightly applied to, you know, the Zedekiah, you know, the failure or Judah failure in the by invasion of Babylonia, but strongly applied to 70 AD historical review. Roman the soldier Titus, you know, the attack of Jerusalem. So I have never done so then. Then it ultimately applied to great tribulation, because the particular Bible verse said same meaning, I have never done, and the like over which I will never do again, Matthew chapter 24, 21, such as has not been since the beginning of the world, nor ever shall be. So great tribulation. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1, such as never was since there was a nation. so great tribulation indication. Verse 10, therefore fathers shall eat their sons. So this cannibalism occurred, you know, historically two times, you know, when, you know, Babylonia besieged the Jerusalem city, you know, for 2 years, you know, famine was so severe. So to avoid, you know, malnutrition, so eat their sons in your midst, the sons shall eat their fathers. And I will execute judgment, or I will develop justice among you, and all of you who remain or remnant, I will scatter to all the winds. So they, you know, ran away, but followed by a sword. Therefore, as I live, so as I live, so God is still living. So His word is still alive. So His word is being fulfilled. You know, anyway, is fulfilled. Therefore, as I live, says the Lord God, surely because you have defiled my sanctuary. So because they put idols on sanctuary, so defiled my sanctuary. So in New Testament, the God's sanctuary, you know, our body, because of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you? Because the Holy Spirit dwells in each elect or each believer, whom you have from God, and you are not your own. So therefore, we should repent our wrong word or evil word or wrong thought or iniquity or mistake, because that's those things defile, you know, our sanctuary, our body. So we continually repent, you know, our sins to the Lord. So then the Lord will forgive us. So we are being sanctified daily. Verse 12, one third of you shall die of the pestilence. Pestilence is a disease, virus infection or bacteria infection, and be consumed with famine in your midst. That is consumed like that is something like burnt with fire. Because verse 2, prophesied the priest, you know, they're burnt with fire. So one of the, you know, ultimately, the lot of, you know, the sporadic, you know, disease, you know, virus, you know, like that. So they burnt with fire, the one of the, and one third shall fall by the sword. The other one third, you know, shall fall by the sword. So, or one of the were killed by sword all around you. And I will scatter another three to all the winds, and I will draw out a sword after them. So those the last one third, you know, who ran away were, you know, killed by a sword, you know. So that is like verse 2, you know, explained in a little detail in verse 12. Verse 13, thus shall my anger be spent, and I will cause my fury to rest upon them. So God's anger, you know, will be fulfilled, you know, completely. My fury to rest upon them, and I will be avenged, and they shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it in my zeal. So zeal meaning jealously, very diligently, continually, through Ezekiel, you know, God says, you know, repent your sins, you know, don't worship anymore, you know, to idols, you know, come back to me, come back to me, come back to me. But they never listened to that. So the Jewish people, you know, treat, you know, God's word as empty word. So although God said, you know, I live, so I the Lord, they shall know that I the Lord have spoken it in my zeal when I have spent my fury upon them. So that's a sad story. So God's word, you know, basically is true or no error, you know, no fallacy. But the Jewish people treat the God's word as empty word. That's why they did not work on God's word. Moreover, I will make you a waste. So, Mr. God, you know, waste the Jewish people and reproach among the nations. So the Jewish people, you know, shame upon Jewish people among, you know, other nations. That are all around you, inside of all who pass by. So every people recognize, you know, the Jewish will be shameful. How come, you know, they were chosen as God's people? So right now they were, you know, consumed, they were wasted, they were abandoned by God. Why? So it shall be a reproach or a shame, a taunt. Taunt is shame also. A lesson. Lesson is a very painful lesson and an astonishment, exciting. Astonishment to the nations that are all around you. When I exacted judgment or I exacted you, develop my justice among you in anger and in fury and in furious rebukers, I the Lord have spoken. Right here, I the Lord have spoken. When I send against them the terrible hours of a famine. So 2 years besieged Jerusalem, therefore they are in a terrible hours of famine, severe famine, which shall be for destruction, which I shall send to destroy you. I will increase the famine of the serious famine upon you and cut off your supply of bread. So there is no supply, you know, of bread or wheat from outside of Jerusalem city. So I will send against you famine and the wild beast, and they will believe you. They will, you know, the Babylonian armies will believe you over your family members. So your family members will be lost. Pestilence or disease and blood shall pass through you. So Jewish people killed you, so consumed with fire to you. I will bring the sword against you. I, the Lord, have spoken. So the Jewish people mistake God's word as empty word. That is being mistaken. Let's just see, you know, each question in verse 1. And you, son of a man, take a sharp sword, take it a barber's razor, and pass it over and your head and your beard, then take scales to weigh and divide your hair. What does the phrase of pass it over your head and your beard means? That means verse 2 indicating basically visual prophecy. So cut Ezekiel's head and beard, then the hairs are weighted on scale, 1/3 to be punished for burning with fire, the other 1/3 striking with their sword, the last 1/3 for running away, followed by striking with a sword. So that kind of verse 2. In verse 9, and I will do among you that I have never done, and the like of which I will never do again, because of all your abomination. What are your abomination, never to be do again? According to Bible, particular verse, because I have never done, and the like of which I will never do again. That indicates a great tribulation. But historically, already happened in 70 AD, the Titus, you know, the surrounded Jerusalem city, the 70 AD attack, you know, that happened also to occur. So when Ezekiel prophesied here, so Babylonian, the captain, you know, surrounded the Jerusalem city, the inside famine or cannibalism occurred according to Josephus' history. So that kind of mean. So in verse 9, you know, according to the Bible, you know, the obvious indicates, you know, great tribulation. Matthew chapter 24, verse 21, Jesus said, you know, for then there will be great tribulation, such as it has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, nor ever shall be. Also Daniel chapter 12, verse 1, the great prince which stands with you over the sons of your people, there shall be a time of trouble. Time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation. So great tribulation, you know, indicated. In verse 17, so I will send against you famine and wild beasts, and they will believe you of your family members. Pestilence and blood shall pass through you, and I will bring you the sword against you. I, the Lord, have spoken. Now, this is the title of today's Bible study. What mistake did the Jews commit in God's spoken words? Because they treat God's words as empty words, which means the word not to happen, not to fulfill. So that's a mistake. So let's sing song all together, Amazing Grace.